The A's have dropped 7 straight games at the Big A. Tyler Skaggs making his return from a long DL stint, but in the top of the first, Rajay runs wild.
Top of the first inning, no score. There goes the runner. The pitch is high. The throw to second. It sails into center field. Davis wasn't aware that the ball went sailing into center, so by the time he gets up at second, he does not advance to third. It'll be a stolen base all the way, and they have a runner at second base. There's a 2-0. There goes the runner. The pitch is strike. Throw down to third, and safe is the call. So a pair of stolen bases here in the inning for Davis. He swipes second and now third. Here's the 0-2. And that's a breaking ball. The ball gets away from Maldonado. Breaking for the plate is Davis, and he scores. Skaggs came down to cover but could not handle Maldonado's throw, and the A's have a 1-0 lead. Skaggs is ready. Here's the next pitch. That's lined into left field. That's going to drop in for a hit. One run scores. Two are in. And boy, that one hurts right there. The newcomer, Garneau, with a two-out, two-run single, and the Oakland lead grows. It's now 3-0. No RBI on that one for Rajay Davis, who's on at first base. He's on the move, though. The pitch is high. Throw to second late. Fires a throw to Tower to the plate. Safe coming in and scoring will be the other runner, Canna, and then Rajay Davis moves on to third base on the throw to the plate.
That is poor execution right there by the Angels. I cannot believe that Mike Scioscia would even attempt to get Rajay Davis with that blazing speed. I don't care who's at third base. You're not going to get Davis. They throw through, and now you're trusting everything's got to go correctly on the way back, and it doesn't. And the A's basically steal a run.
Bottom of the seventh we go. 5-0 Oakland, 2-1. Blackburn is already at 103 pitches, so you kind of think he's not going to be around much longer in this game. And the A's do have action in their bullpen. There's a little bouncer by the mound out near second. Simeon on the shift is there to stop it on the right side of the infield. And go down as a 6-3 ground out. Valbuena's retired. Two are gone. And Martin Maldonado will be the next batter.
This is a game, again, if you watch it from the dugout or you watch it from our vantage point, he's had no stress innings. It has been cruise control.
The Angels' offense could get nothing going Saturday night against Oakland starter Paul Blackburn, spoiling the return from the DL of Tyler Skaggs as the Halos fell to the A's 5-0. Here is L.A. skipper Mike Scioscia.
After the first inning, obviously, you know, Rajay Davis does what he does. This guy, you know, he goes out on the bases and, you know, he can create, and he did in the first inning. And, you know, I think Skaggsy settled down and made some good pitches in the next couple innings. Then he looked like he lost his feel for his curveball a little bit. Threw a lot of pitches behind the count tonight. Had some trouble putting some guys away. And it's a lot of pitches for four innings, obviously. But, you know, he'll be better next time. At least he got out there and felt good after the fourth as far as, you know, where he is. And hopefully we'll start to get a little more length in him. Yeah, Eduardo's a guy. He's got a little bit of length in him, as we saw. That's a, you know, it's big for us to get some of our guys in our pen. Some time off in a game, you know, in a game, the direction it was going, and he did a great job for us. And you know, he's got about 45 pitches in him, and that's about what he needed to get through the 3 1/3.
With what your offense has been able to do this last week, were you surprised that Paul Buffer was able to quiet bats the way he did tonight?
Well, some of our guys hadn't really seen him, and he did a good job hitting his spots for sure. You know, he pitched a good game. He pitched. He was in and out. He was up and down. Changed speeds. Good movement on his pitches. So hopefully after we get a look at him next time we face him, we'll have a little better approach. But he pitched a good game for them.
Was this kind of outing from Skaggs, like you described the curveball, he lost to go for the curveball, was it kind of what you knew was a possibility based on what he did in his Triple A starts? Like, I think you described it similarly, they lost the curveball command.
I think you... I don't know if you're going to look for the downside of a pitcher or what the possibilities of are that they're not going to perform well. We had high expectations that he was going to come in and make his pitches. His bullpens were good. He felt good. A couple of his outings in AAA, obviously, some things got away from him. you know, tonight was you know, not exactly what we needed, but in between, you know, before he lost some of the feel of his curveball later, he made some really good pitches. Good velocity the whole night. So there's a lot of positives we can take away from this, and hopefully Tyler will, you know, work hard in his bullpen and come out here in his next start and be a little more effective and efficient. So, you know, it wasn't obviously exactly what we needed tonight, but there's some positives that we're gonna take and hopefully move forward with. We've seen it before. You know, we saw it the other night. We saw it tonight again in the hole a couple times. Andrelton just makes these plays that are really, really difficult look so effortless. And, you know, he's blessed with a really strong arm. He's got a really quick, accurate arm and an accurate release. And he can throw from, you know, whatever angles he needs to. But to make those plays that he made and make them look so easy, I think it just highlights the tremendous shortstop he is.
The Angels look to bounce back Sunday behind Ricky Nolasco. He'll be opposed by Sean Manaea.